Victoria's Ogden Point Cruise Terminal will soon become a green cruise ship corridor on the West Coast, complete with its own shore power infrastructure. Transport Minister Anita Anand announced a $22.5 million federal investment under Canada's Green Shipping Corridor program Tuesday, February 11, at the Ogden Point Terminal. Part of the rationale for this announcement is really to ensure that we're doing whatever we can to build resilient supply chains while at the same time ensuring that we are doing so in an environmentally sustainable manner, she said. Under the program, a total of $35.5 million has been earmarked for three projects, including the Ogden Point Green Corridor. A total of $6.6 million is going to be used to upgrade shore power infrastructure at the Canada Place cruise ship terminal in Vancouver. Another $6.2 million is set aside for C-SPAN's hybrid electric roll-on, roll-off, RORO, ferries. According to the minister, the investment will not only strengthen the marine and cruise ship industries but will also provide cleaner air and water for British Columbians and the hundreds of thousands of tourists who visit the province each year. Victoria Mayor Marianne Alto expressed her enthusiasm for the announcement, citing two ways in which the investment will benefit not only the city, but all of Greater Victoria. First, the introduction of shore power will have a significant impact on how ships and passengers interact with local residents, not only in the city, but throughout the region as they take advantage of all of the opportunities available. The second part, Alto says, is the environment. For many years, the city has been very robust and aggressive in its programs and policies dealing with environmental issues, attempting to address climate action, climate change, and responding to all of the critical pieces that we're all facing in all of our communities. The mayor believes that introducing this type of environmental sustainability into this important industry will make a dramatic, significant, and long-term difference. Mark Mawinney, board chair of the Greater Victoria Harbour Authority, GVHA, explained that the funding will help reduce carbon pollution, drive economic development and innovation, and ensure a cleaner, greener future for cruise and commercial shipping in the Pacific Northwest. There is no set date for when the Green Cruise Corridor project at Ogden Point will break ground, but Mawinney stated that the process is moving quickly. We're talking with BC Hydro and other partners, including cruise lines, about what they need in terms of shore power. We are committed to ensuring that this port is electrified.